The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. First, there was BlackBerry Thumb. Now, there's Text Neck. Blame it on your cell phones and being hunched over looking at them all the time as you send someone a text message.
Is this a real malady?
That was Scott at WERC in Birmingham. The question asked of chiropractor Dr. Francis Murphy. Murphy's answer?
Well, you know, it's so funny that eventually, if something's around long enough, they'll put a name to it.
It may not seem like that big of a deal now, but as the good doctor warns, there can be lifelong implications.
We become more forward flexed all the time. Our postures are getting worse and worse.
Degeneration of the spine, decreased breath volume, neck pain, and tightening in the clavicle, just to name a few.
So globally, these changes get worse and worse over time. You start to see low back pain, degenerative changes in the spine, things of this nature.
Sounds like a real pain in the neck to me, literally. Buzzing right along, a Muslim American woman is suing Southwest Airlines for discrimination. The woman, who is wearing a headscarf and told someone on her cell phone, "I have to go," because the plane was about to depart. But it seems the attendant thought she said, "It's a go." Is this a civil rights violation? Does this woman have a case?
She may have a case, but it may not be against Southwest Airlines, because Southwest Airlines didn't pull her off the plane. They merely reported to the TSA what they thought was suspicious activity. And then the TSA pulled her off the plane.
Defense attorney Dwayne Cade speaking with Forrest at WREC in Memphis. She wasn't off the plane for that long, though, the TSA determining she was not a threat.
And they put her on the next flight, and they gave her a voucher, and they gave her an apology. So,
right.
You know, what they did was wrong. I mean, they basically profiled her, but I don't know that she has that much in damages to sue for.
Will this case make it to court, or will they settle?
Oh, this will never see the light of day. I mean, Southwest can't afford to have this, you know, a public trial on this.
Right.
It'll settle for some amount of money. I don't believe it'll be a great deal.
I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.